Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let the Burt Show be your texting tutor, and we'll screw it up for you.
Okay, we are about to start texting for and with Lauren here, who's really in a tight spot. I mean, imagine you've got like this best friend that is so excited about eventually being proposed to, but you know that the best friend's boyfriend has no intention of proposing. Like, what do you do with that? Is that where we're going here, Lauren?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. She basically asked me to contact her boyfriend. They've been together for like 5 years to coordinate her engagement because she wants to make sure like all of her friends and family are there, you know, because it's been a while. Like, we've been waiting for it, expecting it, and she thinks it's coming. And my work schedule has been super busy, so like I need to plan ahead like most people do these days. But anyway, he asked the family last summer, I believe, for permission to propose.
Okay.
So like at least a year now.
So he's setting this up for the entire family. Like, once you go to the family and say, hey, is it cool? Everybody's on high alert. It could happen any second.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the countdown started, essentially. But like, my friend kind of suspects that he has already bought the ring, which he has, and strongly believes that he was going to propose this summer, but hasn't happened yet. And when I reached out to him, he said he had no plans to propose in the near future because, you know, traveling for work and other things, he wouldn't be able to propose until possibly the fall. But he will call me again later. We could plan everything and whatnot. Now it's been 2 months and I have not heard from him. He's kind of ghosting me.
What are you wanting to tell your friend?
I don't know how to tell her that, like, this weekend, it's not going to happen. Like, he will not be proposing. And I don't want to nag him or anything to propose because, like, that's not my place.
No, I feel like there is a bigger issue at play. Like, if I'm coordinating with my best friend's, I guess, soon to be fiance about this proposal and you ghost me or you're ignoring me, to me, that's a bigger issue. If I'm texting you saying, hey, remember that thing we were supposed to coordinate on? And you're just going MIA and I'm under the impression you bought a ring. I need to confront him about that.
Let's define what ghosting is. Like, how many times have you tried to contact him and he hasn't hit you back?
3 different texts.
Three different texts, nothing.
To me, this is more concerning than, hey, bestie, because at this point, I don't even know if they're going to be together. Because if you ghost me and I think you're planning a proposal or I'm under the impression you're planning a proposal, there's a larger issue at play.
Agreed. So you want us to text her, the best friend, and not him, right?
Yeah, because, like, I don't want to involve myself in their relationship because, like, he's a grown man. If he's not ready, like, that's between them. But, like, she just keeps hanging on. Like, she's hanging on by a thread at this point, and it's killing me.
So is
like,
the
to me, he seems to be, like, leading her on or something.
Because,
like, keep saying, like, going to propose, and it's, like, a year later. Instead of saying, like, he's not ready, he's lying, essentially.
So I just had, like, this aha moment, Lauren. So you essentially have been trying to communicate with this man to coordinate the engagement. He has now gone MIA. So you're basically like, I'm done dealing with this dude. I feel like I need to give my friend a heads up. Hey, I know you wanted me to help, you know, Tom plan this engagement, but he's not communicating with me. And I don't think he has any intention of proposing.
Or I might have a different idea, which is a little bit of a softer landing. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. So let's take a break here. And when we come back, I'll run the idea by you guys. And then when it comes to proposing and weddings and stuff like that, look, y'all know what you're doing way better than I do.
Okay.
So let me just run it by you and then we'll go with what you guys want.
You mean the women with the vajayjays?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
And while I have been accused of having one, physically, I do not.
Gotcha.
Texting tutor next.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right. So we're about to start texting for Lauren to Lauren's best friend. Abby, what's going on here?
So basically, Lauren has been coordinating with her best friend's boyfriend who allegedly wants to be her fiance, and he's completely ghosted her in this planning process to be able to make this proposal happen. She has sent him 3 text messages with no response. So she wants us to text her best friend, basically trying to give her a heads up that, hey, I know you think he's about to propose. propose, but he's not.
And your idea before we went to break here was what? Go right in, like, with the truth.
Well, no, I was trying to get at what Lauren wanted to do, and Lauren wants to text the friend and be like, hey, I know you tasked me to hit up your boyfriend to help with the proposal, but homeboy's not hitting me back, and I don't think he has any intention of proposing, and I feel like you need to know this, that you're with somebody who's stringing you along.
Okay. I almost wonder if we should come at it from the angle of like, hey, is Tom okay? Like, I've texted him 3 times about something pretty important, if we still want to keep things on the DL about the proposal, and he's completely ghosted me.
I like Abby's idea. What I was going to suggest also is a little bit of a softer landing, something like, I don't know, you're not saying that it's not going to happen, but you're almost like, I don't know what's going on because I haven't heard from the guy. Like, your spidey sense is saying that it's probably not going to happen this weekend.
Yeah.
And he's giving her a heads up.
And I guess taking it from Tom's side, like, we don't know what's going on. Like, Lauren, we don't know you. You could be blowing up this man's phone left and right, and he's probably just like, I'm sick of Lauren. I just want this girl to go away. So maybe he's planning the proposal, but maybe Lauren is just not involved.
I'm just going to be a sidekick to you guys, because when it comes to matters of weddings and engagements and proposals, I'm out of my league.
All right, Abby, you just helped your brother mm-hmm. plan this beautiful, epic proposal.
Did I help him or did I plan it?
Abby, you from point A to point B and all everything in between, you completely coordinated and planned your brother's proposal, so it went flawlessly.
He was just there.
He bought the ring, right?
Yeah, he did the real heavy lifting, which was taking the credit card and swiping it.
That's not the heavy lifting. You did the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the easy part mm-hmm. is buying the ring.
I know. That Amex is heavy, though.
I mean, this is every guy's. I mean, this is a fantasy right here. Okay, so a woman
yes.
is going to tell me exactly how to do this
yes.
where I know it's going to be foolproof. You're right on that.
We killed it.
All right, so Lauren is texting her friend, and we want to say, again, because we want to ease into this.
Mm-hmm.
Are we just going to kind of nudge in and be like, hey, something's going on with Tom. He's kind of ignoring me. Or do we want to be more direct?
Why did we think that this was going to happen this weekend?
Lauren, does your friend think it's happening this weekend?
Yes, she thinks it's happening this weekend just because of, like, certain comments that have been made and whatnot.
Well, if she's under the impression that the proposal is going to happen this weekend for whatever reason, she has a hunch, mm-hmm. she has a gut feeling, she thinks that this is the weekend it's going to happen. And if I'm the bride and I'm in her position and my best friend, who I have sort of nudged to plan my proposal, and she comes to me and says, hey, your boyfriend is ghosting me and going MIA and I want that ring. Oh, I'm making something happen with my soon to be fiance. I'm texting him being like, you better respond to my friend Lauren right now. You better make sure that this happens. And I'm assuming at that point, Tom will get the hint and reach out to Lauren.
I like this approach, just saying, hey, I just want to let you know I haven't had any communication with dude. So I don't know what's happening. And then she can draw her own conclusions and then do what she wants.
So yeah, Lauren, let's not mention anything about the proposal. Go ahead and text your friend and be like, hey, I'm really trying hard to get a hold of Tom, but he's not returning my text messages. Everything okay? ?
I think that's perfect.
You got that, Lauren?
I'm looking it up. Okay. Yep.
It must be when you get to this point when you're in your relationship and you know it's like imminent, it's going to happen, and you just don't know when. You must be like, every time you go out to dinner, there's the possibility you're thinking that it's going to happen. If you're going away for a weekend, then you think it's going to happen. And it must be so deflating every weekend that it doesn't.
It must be so sad that you know you're getting proposed to. You just don't know when.
I didn't know
That is happening for you.
Yeah, but except every time I'm just going out with a new man, I'm like, is this my husband? And then you go home and you're like,
see, she can see the ring. She just can't see his face.
Right. One thing at a time, mm-hmm. you know?
I have the ring. It's saved on my Pinterest. I just don't have the man yet.
That won't scare people off.
Would you like an over-the-top proposal or a very intimate one?
People have asked me this before, and I've really thought it over. I think it just kind of depends. I think what's important to me, and I think why my brother not planning his proposal irked me so much, is that to me, it really is the thought that counts. Mm-hmm. So I want you to plan the proposal that you think I'm really going to enjoy, or something that's going to represent our relationship well, and just put some effort into it. You know, do something.
I could see how this could be a real relationship changer, that if he proposes in such a way that is so against what you are, going into that marriage, aren't you just like, do you even know me? Like, let's say you hated baseball and I take you to Savannah Bananas, right? And I have a proposal, an on-field proposal at Savannah Bananas. Uh-huh.
Big screen, baby.
Big screen. Aren't you going to be like, dude, this wasn't for me. This was for you.
No, literally. I told my brother, I was like, you have to do something a little bit different. Something that's not going to look like you've just copied and pasted somebody else's proposal. And everyone does the beach shrine. So if someone did a beach shrine for me, I'd be like, you don't know email me? You just chose something you saw on the internet.
So she said he's been working on a project at work that has him super busy. Plus, he probably has been busy planning the proposal this weekend. Fingers crossed. Reach out again and just tell him to make sure all of our family and friends are there when it happens.
Okay, let's address the first thing she said. This is maddening. All we have to do is text each other now. That takes 3 seconds. So the excuse that, oh, he's probably just too busy. No, he's not. It takes 3 to 5 seconds, ladies. If your man is saying that he's too busy to hit you during the day, he's not.
She's so blinded by the false hope that this proposal's going down that she's not going to see clearly no matter what we say. It's going to be like talking to a brick wall.
Bless. Instead of walking down the aisle, she's walking down the Lulu Lane.
That's literally what she's doing.
Do we hit her back and be like, gotcha, I'm trying to manage your expectations here. You tasked me to help plan the proposal and he hasn't asked me the first thing about it.
Exactly. So you're setting her up with out saying it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
We can absolutely say that. It is not going to change her mind in the slightest.
You're probably right. Mm-hmm. But Lauren at least has done her job.
Okay. So okay. We can do our job.
Right. Okay. Lauren, just send gotcha, period. I'm just trying to manage your expectations for this weekend because he hasn't hit me up once about the proposal.
Gotcha.
I think Abby is 100%. Mm-hmm. She's thinking this is double espionage right now.
There is no one more delusional than a woman who thinks she's getting married soon. I will say we did surprise my brother's fiance very well. She had no idea.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, she was like, oh, should I get my nails done? And my brother doubled down. He was like, no, you don't need to get your nails done. So she was like, oh, well, he would never propose to me without my nails done. He did.
Guys don't remember that kind of thing.
We coached him.
Yeah. That's why you need like a woman coach and stuff like this.
A lady coach.
Bart had one. My bestie Claire.
Oh, yeah?
She helped him. Yeah. I mean, he had the idea and he knew what he wanted to do, but he wanted to like elaborate on it. He proposed to me in our unfinished primary closet.
But did that have meaning? It was cute the way he did it, though, yeah.
It was very cute because all the hardwood floor upstairs in our house is made from reclaimed barnwood from his family's farm in Springfield. So he went down there, harvested the barnwood, brought it back here to Georgia. They milled it. He laid the flooring, stained it, the whole nine yards, right? So he had an extra piece of that wood, and he wrote on that wood, will you marry me? Set up some fairy lights in the closet that was unfinished. Because he kept on trying to say, I need you to come in and check this out and see if you like it. But I was so annoyed.
Was he like, oh my check God. My wood?
Yes. He was literally like, check my wood. I was so freaking annoyed. And I go, and he's like, no, I need you to stand over there. And I'm like, I can see it fine here. And he's like, no, I need you to stand over there. And I'm like, and I walk over there and turn around, and he pulls this little rope, and then there's a sign that he had written, will you marry me? But then afterwards, my friend Claire was like,
Hey guys.
Yeah.
I got a response.
Okay.
She asked, do you think it's not going to happen this weekend?
I think at this point, you just say, I don't know. I'm just telling you, he won't hit me back with texts. Because you really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe add like a genuine, I genuinely do not know. I have not heard from him. Really make it emphatic. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, now I'm on a cliffhanger. What happened?
Oh.
Claire said what?
Yeah, so Bart was hitting up Claire, and so she was like, no, like, you need to dirty somebody else's sheets that night, meaning, like, go book a nice hotel room. So he booked us a hotel room at the Lowe's. He booked a really nice dinner at Empire State when it was open. So after that, you know, we packed, we went to the Lowe's, you know, walked it. They had a framed photo of us on the bedside table and like rose petals and candles and champagne and, you know, chocolate covered strawberries, the whole nine yards.
And then he laid the wood?
Jesus, what?
What? He laid the wood down.
He just wants to know about your husband's wood.
Yeah.
You're obsessed with my husband's wood.
But we went out to a really nice dinner and then, yeah, we dirtied somebody else's sheets.
Yeah.
I think that means yes.
Wait, what did they do?
I think they did it.
You guys did it?
Okay, she just hit me back.
Yep.
Says, it has to happen this weekend. The anticipation is killing me. Just keep texting till he finally answers.
All right. I think you can say, okay, we'll do. And you could try him a couple more times.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be out of our jurisdiction. But keep trying to text them and then hit her back and just tell her exactly what's going on. But you've done your job as a friend. She's bracing for it this weekend. She's eager, obviously. The patience is killing her. She's ready. But you've done your job and braced her that it might not happen this weekend. And that's really all we can do.
Abby, how far would you go to get a hold of this guy?
I don't know what this man does for work, but his office is about to see a lot of me.
Yeah. Really? See, as the guy, I'd be annoyed. Like, text me one more time. That's it. We don't know what he's up to. Now she's becoming a nuisance. Text me one more time, and that is it. If you don't get anything, tell your friend you haven't heard back.
No, it's not my job to appease him. It's my job to appease her.
Uh-huh.
But we don't.
She actually followed up with some stuff.
Okay.
Oh.
Let me know as soon as you hear back. She's got to go into a meeting, and thank you.
Okay. So talk to you never, I guess.
So I would hit you up everywhere, right? I do another text. I do a DM. I do a Snap. I do a WhatsApp. I would do an email. I would do a fax. Like, I would hit you up on every plausible device. On and then I would be calling. I would be leaving voicemails. And I'm trying to think if I would take it one step further and show up at his place of employment.
So here's what I would know as a guy, but I don't know how clueless he is that if you're hitting me up that much with that much drama, then I know that you are telling her exactly what is going on.
Well, like you said, it would take 3 seconds for him to respond back to whatever she sent him. If you don't want to talk to me, that's fine. But all you have to do is say, I got it. And yep. I'll leave you alone.
Yep.
Blow him up today, Lauren.
I got it.
All right. We may check back with you the next day just to see if you got anything back from him at all, okay?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Go in peace. Godspeed.
That was weird. Go in
peace. Sometimes I just don't know how to end these.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Peace be with you and also with you.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.